It's time for the show that brings the magic right to your speakers. Ears up!
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Back for another show here, Ears Up Podcast. We're talking about Disney World today, mainly because I don't know what else to talk about. But double mainly because Beverly just returned from her jaunt around Disney World.
Around the world.
Yeah. Drinking around the world. And by world, I mean Disney World. Yeah, so we're going to talk to Bev about that and all of her experiences. And that's really what we're talking about because, you know, Taryn and I haven't been in like 5 years. I want to hear how other people have done Disney World. And to make sure that Beverly did all of the right things and none of the wrong things, Jeremy hung out with Beverly. And you'll never guess at what specific park only. You'll never guess.
Barge Planet USA.
Yeah, that's the name.
Oh, gosh.
Barge Planet.
Like, meet me at the Animal Kingdom. No. Meet me at Magic Kingdom. No. Meet me at Epcot. I'm already here. So I imagine that's how it went.
I guess that's a true story.
Yeah. I'm glad you're joining us, Jeremy. It's been, a week since I've seen you? Something like that?
Feels like less.
Wait, what? I don't understand. I don't get it. Find us on social media, you guys. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Come over, hang out with us on social media. Also, if you're listening to this, you know, we do these shows live on YouTube. I don't know if you know that. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. If you don't, go over to our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/earsup, and subscribe to our channel. And then you get, you know, alerts when we go live and all that kind of fun stuff. So that would be really cool if you would come over, join us on YouTube, or at least just, you know, you can watch the videos. I leave these up. We're basically just videoing the podcast. And, you know, you can see everyone laugh heartily at my jokes. And that's really the most important part of it all.
That's what you see, for sure.
That's what you see. Yep, that's that's right. Any feedback on the show? You're lucky. We're the only podcast that I've ever known about to ask for listener feedback. There's just nobody else does it. That's the level that we're at right now. Feedback, Taryn at earsuppipingpodcast.com. You can send show suggestions to Terrence at earsuppipingpodcast.com. You can say hi.
Hi.
To Bev at earsuppipingpodcast.com. And anything else comes to me, or use the form on our website. You can do that too, which I'm getting a lot of spam on that stupid thing, which is really annoying. I got some guy trying to sell me like bulk blue jeans from China. And I'm like, I don't.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's very weird, dude.
Dude, I am.
Yeah, when are you going to write back?
Yeah, just like a full container load, like a 20-foot container load of blue jeans. I don't know. I feel it was like 1980s Russia. I don't know, man. It's very weird.
This is how Amazon got started. Someone got a spam email.
That's exactly right.
And they were like, I need to sell this to the masses. You missed out.
I know. I miss out on a lot of things.
You should buy them at dirt cheap price, put an Ears Up patch on them, and then sell them as Ears Up denim.
Would you model for me, Jeremy?
Yes.
You would model them for me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I would love that. Terrence, what about you?
I have a body for jeans. I actually have a body for sweatpants.
What would I?
You have a body for jorts, is what you have.
Yeah, I would do it. I've noticed that the majority of people modeling jeans don't actually have the jeans on. Like, they just have their underwear with the jeans over a chair in the background. So I got you, boo.
So even better?
Yeah, I would love to do that. And then just the photo shoot would be Terrence at his, like, flat top grill. Just, like, cooking hamburgers in, like, shorts. Just, like, ears up jeans.
Yeah.
That's it. Or like Terrence feeding his mother-in-law's bird.
Done.
Yeah. Like, it's what it is. It's the jeans, man. Because you're right. It's like a lifestyle thing. You're just trying to exude a lifestyle. So it's like you tying your shoes. You know, I don't know. Putting your kids to bed. Pouring milk into cereal. Just that kind of mundane.
Sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Sleeping. Ears up, jeans.
Birds.
I think we should do that. Speaking of things you should do, guys, concierge. Go to concierge.com. Buy your tickets for the parks, for any of the parks, Disney World, Disneyland, all that kind of stuff. Even if you aren't going to stay at the hotels or whatever, buy your tickets through Concierge. If you are going to stay at the hotels on or any of the good neighbor hotels, especially around Disneyland, you can do that too. But check them out. Go over there. Support them. They've been supporting the show. They're great people. They're our official travel partner. So if you need advice, if you need people to book dining for you, if you need people to do all sorts of fun stuff over there, concierge.com. Bev, that's who you used. And I think you probably will talk about it like as part of your trip, I imagine.
Yeah. Okay. No, they were trash. It was awful.
Wow,
I'm just kidding.
Bev.
Of course I'm kidding. Wow. No, they were great. They took care of all of our dining reservations, and it was, I think they made the whole process much easier.
Yeah.
For me. Because I looked at all the after the fact, there was a couple of restaurants that I was just like curious about, and there's no way I could have done that all on my own.
No.
Absolutely not.
Especially you're going to Disney World for the first time. The last thing you want to do is also worry about getting reservations for stuff. You're already trying to worry about like how to maximize your time, and they can help you do all that too. But
and food is a very different thing there. It's not the same as Disneyland.
No,
it's
we'll talk about that, because that was a major issue I had with Disney World is the food. So I want to hear your opinion on it too, because we're high class foodies, like Michelin stars and up. That's what you and I. That's how bond. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I am a hot dog connoisseur.
Yeah, I was just going to say Hot Dog Palace says
Hot Dog Queen. That's you. We have a Discord, by the way. If you guys want to jump on Discord, email me for the link, because I don't really know how to post it any other way. I might make it public at some point, but we're having a good time over there. People are asking for Jeremy.
No, they're not.
I swear to God, one person mentioned it one time, but...
And it was Taryn.
Taryn was like, I want someone actually fun in here,
no,
please.
No, for real. Like, I told Jason, I was like, Jeremy's never going to get on this thing.
No, he's not.
Like, it's not going to happen.
In like 4 years, it's still going to be a thing. He's like, do I have to put a password in? I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Where is it?
I don't know what
is it on the web?
The web. Yes, it's on the one web that we have.
Yes, Grandpa. This is a computer.
Yeah.
You see friends on the computer. They're not actually there.
They're not inside the computer. They didn't dig a tunnel, did they? Because that's a lot of... It's unsafe. No, Grandpa. It's not a window to the tunnel where your friends meet.
What do you guys talk about on there?
All sorts of fun stuff. There's a Disney News channel where we can talk about news and just talk about park stuff, talk about trip planning, gaming, all sorts of fun stuff. We just hang out.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you can check it out if you want. Anyway, there you go. Discord. Send me an email. I'll send you the invite. It's fun. We don't have any feedback, do we, Taryn?
No.
Damn. Rats. I was supposed to ask you, and I didn't do that.
That could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if we will after this, because I feel like I'm going to have some unpopular opinions.
I don't think Beth has ever gotten like negative feedback. This would be fun.
She has.
She has?
She was talking about the ADA people.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks
for
bringing up old stuff.
That one stung.
Yeah, boy.
That one did sting. We've all probably gotten one that stung, except for probably Jeremy. He's everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Only because nobody knows him.
He's a mystery.
Yeah. Jeremy's like a Tootsie Roll pop. You got to get to the center.
Yeah, you got to lick me a lot.
Oh, Lord.
That was outstanding.
Let me guess, Jeremy, you were at Epcot today, right?
Hey!
He's wearing his Epcot t-shirt.
Yeah. I was there.
Do you have to wear that shirt every time you go?
I don't know. Did I wear this one?
I have no idea.
No, you had a blue shirt on, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's my other shirt.
Wow, you're like me with
I wore other shirt?
With all my churro shirts. Like I literally have one right here on my desk.
Wow, it's all rolled up like you're at a basketball game. You're gonna shoot it into the audience.
Yeah. Into the gun.
I'm gonna fire it at Taryn.
Yeah. You guys, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna get it.
That's how I roll my shirt. I just roll my shirts up so you can see. Anyway, whatever. No one cares about that. Bev, let's talk about your trip to Disney World.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do this. So you, first time going to Disney World, very excited for you because, like I said, I have issues with Disney World, good and bad, of course. But I want to hear your experience just overall in general. Did you stay on campus?
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes. Real quick? Yes.
Yes. Was this your first time in Florida?
For an extended amount of time, it was. I have gone to Florida. Like, I spent a day there to catch a cruise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I've had, like, layovers there for whatever. But this is my first time staying there for many days.
Like, interacting with the citizens.
Floridians.
Yeah, Floridians.
Actually had no issues with it. Actually, that's not true. I had one negative encounter with a Floridian. But she was also a TSA worker, so I don't know if you can blame Florida.
Mm. Yeah, that's safe.
She was, yeah.
The reason I was asking is because that was something that was really hard for me to get used to the weather. And we went the same time of year that you went, essentially. And so that was hard for me. So I was just curious. I thought it would be a good place to start, the weather.
So the weather, yeah, it's very humid. It's warm and very humid. But I, like Sam and I have gone to, for whatever reason, we enjoy traveling to the south in the dead of summer. So we've been to New Orleans twice in late August. So I kind of knew what to expect. I don't mind humidity. I actually kind of like it. So I was okay. There was never a point where I was like, this is unbearable. Gotcha. And I had my cooling towel.
Oh,
and your Dr. Cool.
That was good. Abby bought one of those dumb fan things that spray you.
For like $100.
Oh yeah.
It was 22.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That thing was,
came in handy.
Came in clutch.
No, yeah, damn, dude. Nice.
Without a doubt, August and September, July, really part of July, August and September, it's the rainy season here. So it's the hottest and it's the most humid. And then around October, it breaks. But if you liked it and you were here at this time of year, you would definitely like it any other time of year. This is the worst weather we have. And you dodged her. You didn't hit any hurricanes.
Yeah, I was going to say that can't be the worst
hurricane.
The worst weather you have because you have hurricanes there.
And it was
really interesting. Rains alligators.
Like, we don't ever get, like, big storms, you know, like, big, heavy rain. You know, when it's raining heavily here, it's nothing like it is when it's raining heavy there. And, like, lightning. I was like, this is fantastic. I'm living my best life. I liked it.
Yeah, there's sort of, like a safety thing. Because you know nothing really bad's going to happen. Because I feel like the only, like, weird-ass weather that Florida has is hurricanes, and they're off the coast, and you know about them days in advance, where it's like, you know, yeah, here, yeah, you feel the big raindrops. You're like, wow, this is fun, guys. I don't know, whatever. So you go to Disney World. Did you stay on the resort? Did you stay on property?
I did.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at the Art of Animation, which is the top of the budget, I guess they're called, resorts.
Okay.
Are they called budget resorts?
Value. Well,
Value. How
it's
dare you?
It's the top of the value resorts. And yeah. This is probably where my first unpopular opinion is going to happen. But so we are already talking about our next trip. I think we're going to go in 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I will not stay on property again.
Really?
I did not. With the amount that we paid, I feel like it's easier to rent a house in Kissimmee, is that how you say it?
I think it's Kiss Me.
Kiss, absolutely. Kiss Me.
Is it really?
Rent it, yeah.
Oh.
Just because, like...
It's a good song.
Gosh. I mean, the only benefit, in my opinion, was the transportation, which was great.
Right.
I'm not going to say that that wasn't great. Like, the buses were great, the Skyliner...
Uh-huh.
Skyliner
in flight.
It was great. Those were great. But other than that, I just didn't really see the benefit of it. The hotel wasn't particularly nice. It wasn't bad. It wasn't dirty. It was clean.
It was like
a Marriott with Little Mermaid lamps.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you did stay at in the value tier.
Right, so but I also paid a crap ton of money to stay in the value tier.
Okay. How much is it?
Estimate. It was roughly $300 a night.
Wow. Yeah, I would be a little I would be a little steamed at that too, to be honest with you.
That's value.
Sam just said what? Maybe I might be exaggerating that, but it was at least in the like mid to high twos.
Yeah, I was gonna say
calm down.
Anything over two for something that you weren't very stoked about, I would be a little disappointed at that too, for sure.
And it was just it was vast. Like, part of my biggest complaint about it was so freaking huge. Like, our room was on one end of the resort, and so every morning we woke up, we had to walk all the way to the front of the resort to get to the bus.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then that it was a hike. And I don't know, I like to do things on a budget anyway, and I just think that there's more value in, and I like the idea of being able to, like, buy groceries and prepare them. And so I did something I did do that I think was great was you can order food, like Instacart.
Okay.
Oh.
So we ordered a bunch of, like, snack foods and stuff and just had it dropped off at the bell desk and picked it up and just brought it back to our room.
Right.
So that was really convenient. But yeah, overall, I would not stay on property again.
Interesting.
Fascinating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and we stayed on property when we went. And it was great because it was literally right across the lake from the Magic Kingdom. But
it was also the fanciest place.
Right. For sure. But, like, when you scale up, it is sort of like they get you at the value, I feel like, at the over $200. And then you go up another $200 and you're in, like, a palace. So it's like the barrier to entry. You've already pierced that veil as far as you're spending a lot to be on property. You might as well. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's cool that you Instacarted. That's very smart.
My recommendation would be if you're going to spend $250 a night, you could spend that and stay at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin, which is a Marriott property that is on property that has all the bus transportation apart from Magical Express, which is going away for everyone anyway. And that you'll spend probably – you wouldn't spend more than $300 a night there. And that's considered a deluxe resort. It's the cheapest deluxe resort, and it's stunning. And you can walk to Epcot.
Oh.
I did notice that. I was like,
look how smug Jeremy looks.
Yeah, but we took the – because did we take Ubers from there? I think that's where we got our Ubers from after. Yeah, I think we went to the Swan for Ubers. I don't really remember, but I
just followed you. I was like, just I go home.
I go home.
I'm hungry. And then oh my gosh, I have a great Secret Show story.
Okay.
If you're not subscribed to the Secret Show,
now's the time. There you go.
So that is my counter, because I agree. I've never stayed in Art of Animation because I think for all the reasons that Bev describes.
Beb.
And but I do think, like, if you have that, if that's your chunk of money, there probably is, that's one smarter way to spend it. Most of the other places, I agree, on property, it's the value for the money you pay, I don't think is there.
I mean, there are, like, I did learn that there are some benefits, like if you're doing a split stay. So if you spend like half of your time at Art of Animation and then you go to like Wilderness Lodge, they will transport your luggage for you in between resorts, nice. Which is that's huge. Like that's a really great
option to have.
But
but you still got to pack it all up. I still feel like I don't know.
You just have to pack it all up, but they'll come load it up. It's just a bell service. They give you a ticket. It shows up at your room.
I mean, sometimes I want to look at the pricing schemes and how they come across this pricing, because that has to be very, very complicated pricing module, because you have all these hotels. They're all different levels of luxury or whatever, right? Missing luxury in some cases, I suppose. But then you want to get people in at the prices, so you don't want to price them too high. You don't want to price them too high because you still want to give value to the other ones. But it is also like, well, I'm going to spend $250. But if I just spent $100 more, I can stay at this resort and look at this bed or whatever. I feel like the value hotels are like used to upsell. And so that's why they're so expensive. I don't think they need to be that expensive. It doesn't sound like it, but I don't know.
No, they don't. And I mean, it's not a very good upsell because for the most part, if you're staying on a Disney property, you're going to be going to Disney for more than just a couple of days. So if we had stayed at if I had taken the upsell, that's an additional $600.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money for sure. Absolutely. So what was the first park you went to? What was your very first
Magic Kingdom?
Okay. See, now
that was strategic.
Okay. Why?
Just because I'm married to Sam and I wanted to ease him in.
Okay. So something familial, but
just something familiar. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ease him in. Because your husband, Samuel, does not like Disneyland. He has been very vocal about that.
he doesn't like that they keep taking things away from his childhood from Disneyland. So by going here, I knew that there were things that they had here that he couldn't have in California. He couldn't have a Disneyland, like Country Bear, Jamboree.
Yeah.
And Muppets, which is Muppets at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
No, no, Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. Hollywood, yeah.
It's Hollywood.
That's right. Whatever.
And Tom Sawyer's Island is still the same, and the dumb treehouse is still the treehouse.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Not the
Robinson.
Tarzan treehouse. It's the it's that.
Right.
Swiss Family Robinson.
All right. So what
Look,
are
you... I said I didn't mind the weather, but I wasn't trying to climb a tree.
No, absolutely not. What were your first impressions of Magic Kingdom? Because this is always very interesting to me when people go for the very first time. Because it blew my mind to pieces.
It was weird.
Yes.
For a couple reasons. Because it's just like Disneyland, only it's freaking huge.
It's massive.
But it also, like, something was not the same. Like, it didn't feel like I was walking into Disneyland. Even though it looks like a bird, sounds like a bird, must be a bird.
Yeah. No, it's a frog. A yeah.
It wasn't the same bird.
Right.
And so, like, it didn't give me that feeling that I get going into Disneyland, which I was a little disappointed by. But overall, like, Main Street I thought was great. Liberty Square was super cool. And thank you again for pointing out the River of Poop, which I explained to my whole family.
You found it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very obvious.
Because you and I were texting a little bit, and I was like, oh, you're in Liberty Square. Is there a big brown painted line on the floor or whatever? Like, no. Like, look
Oh, no,
it.
It's there. I just missed.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, it's not that obvious.
See, and when we went, I didn't notice it. I didn't see it. And I'm very disappointed that I didn't understand what it was. I only found out after we came back that there was this thing there.
What is it?
Where it was like the poop river.
It's supposed to be like sewage, like open sewage, because the time frame of the colonial...
That's a little too realistic for
Yeah, that's
taste.
An Imagineering touch I don't necessarily need, but, you know, it was great.
But it's also like one of those things where, like, if you know, you know. But if you don't know, it's not. You're not going to be like, that's poop.
I know.
It's not.
Yeah, it's
that
just
obvious.
A different color pavement. It's just like a. Yeah. It's instead of pink, it's like gravel color.
Brown.
Yeah. All right. So, what did you do in Magic Kingdom? How did you tackle that? Because it is a very new space. There are things that we don't have that they have. What do you do?
I did the same thing I would do at Disneyland, and that was we chose the first ride we wanted to start with, which was, I think the first ride we went on was Small World, actually, but I don't think that was the first one we wanted to go on, but whatever, that's where we ended up. We ended up in Fantasyland.
Interesting choice.
That's where we started.
How come?
I wanted to do Peter Pan, because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
The line was short, so we're like, why not?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And so we started there. Small World was strange.
I agree. It's odd.
So the whole thing was very similar, but again, slightly off. But what I didn't like was like the beginning of the ride, they have every language playing at the same time. And so we're in the boat and I'm like, trying to listen, and I'm like, it's a small one. That's not English anymore.
Oh.
What happened to it? It's like all layered, and I was like, what? Am I the only one hearing this? Am I crazy? But no, we all heard it, and then it sort of levels out, and you go into each area, and the languages change, and then at the end, they're all singing "It's a Small World" again. But at the beginning, I was just like, this is so bizarre.
The weirdest part for Small World for me was that the queue is basically inside.
The queue was fantastic.
It's neat because
I thought it was great.
Because you get to be right up like against the facades and stuff. It's like you're part of that background like we see in Disneyland. In Disney World, you're basically standing on it.
Yeah. It was really cool. I liked that it was indoors. It was air conditioned, which was key.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't have any complaints. It was fine.
Okay.
Nice. What's your
there was just a lot of things. So in my opinion, and I hope I don't get hate for this, I thought that Magic Kingdom was a less better version of Disneyland.
I agree.
Yeah. Except I'm curious about what your reaction was to the castle.
Yes, me
castle
too.
Abby was like, It's so big.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
Okay. That's the word. Yeah, it's massive, and you can't really get, at least when we went, you couldn't get near it, but I think they were doing construction or something. It seemed like there was a lot maybe to happen. We didn't really go anywhere near it.
We were able to walk right through it, through the little, like, they don't have a bridge, so I guess you go, like, up the sides. But, yeah, we walked right through it into Fantasyland. It was cool.
Oh, okay.
Huge. We didn't walk through it, though. I didn't realize it was also a walkthrough.
Oh.
So I missed that.
Really?
I did not.
It's one of the few things we didn't do.
Oh, damn.
No, it's not a walkthrough.
Oh, it's not. Then never mind.
Oh,
great.
You didn't miss a single thing, man.
There's a restaurant.
I thought it was. Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Did you do any of... So the way we tackled it was we tried to do all the things that we don't have in Disneyland first.
We rode everything.
You did everything. Okay. So yes.
If it was open and available, we did it.
So what do you think about, because there are some rides, you know, like that are different but the same. Like, I want to get your take on their Pirates.
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it.
Hated it. Why? First of all, Pirates queue. What do you think? Because I was talking about the queues.
Outstanding.
It's cool.
So much better than ours.
Agreed.
Yes.
Hard agree.
Great. The ride was lame.
Why? I don't remember the ride.
Exactly.
There's only the one. Well, yeah. There's only the one drop.
Okay.
But I don't even remember how it starts. But then it's like there's a very short. The whole bayou thing isn't there, and that makes sense because it's not in New Orleans Square. But I don't remember how it starts. But then somehow you're like a minute into the ride, and then you're at the not even a minute, a few seconds into the ride, and then you're already at the boat fight scene, and then you're going through with the women chasing the men around, and then it's fire, and then the ride's over. It's like, get off.
Oh, okay. It's not so
relaxing.
Yeah,
it wasn't not relaxing, chilling. And it wasn't.
Okay.
I wrote it twice because I wanted to write it again, and not have like super high expectations for it. Because I was like, okay, I know what to expect now. I'm just gonna take it in, and maybe I'll like it more the second time. No.
Okay. Next up, Haunted Mansion.
Better than ours. The one ride I think is better than ours.
I don't know. Why do you think it's better? Jeremy, put your arms down. Don't celebrate that.
It was better. Why do I think it's better than ours?
Yeah, because it has like what, one or two extra scenes, like with that
the library at the
beginning. The library and like the staircase, that's like with that Escher staircase or whatever.
Yeah, but it just added to it. It was great.
Yeah, but I saw those scenes and I was like, eh. It looks like a county fair spook house.
No, it was better than ours.
Yeah. What about
the
queue?
It was similar enough, but there was just enough of a difference but the difference made it better. They didn't like.
But there's no elevator. I don't know. What about the queue?
Elevator.
The queue is better.
It's not an actual elevator. It's just a stretching room.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Someone doesn't pay attention on this show. I mean, probably all of us.
I do pay attention on the show because I was like, I thought they said this wasn't an elevator, but then I just assumed that it was because the room was getting longer, and I just assumed we were going down.
The Imagineering got you. Made you question everything you've ever known.
It did.
What about the queue? Did you like it? Was it working? It sounded like it wasn't working.
It wasn't so I was standing in the queue.
Yeah.
And the line was very short, so I think that a lot of it was blocked off. Mm. So basically, like, I was lined up against the railing where the water is.
Yeah.
But it was, like, dusk, so the sun was just beating down on us.
Oh.
So that was cool.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
And then we got to the part where you were like, this is interactive. It's the best thing ever. It was not interactive or the best thing ever.
Neither of those things
Nothing
were true.
Worked.
Oh.
My kid was, like, trying to touch everything, and I'm like, sanitizer.
That's
true. And then we got on the ride. That's it.
Okay.
The queue was not my favorite.
Well,
but I feel like I didn't really get to experience it. So.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair. It's time for the real test, though. Country Bear Jamboree. You rode Country Bears. You went on Country Bears.
Twice.
This is going to make or break the entirety of the rest of the show here.
Oh, it was my favorite.
There we go.
So inappropriate. the girl in the roof, come up and see me later. I was dead. I died. It was so good.
Blood on the saddle.
Yeah. Blood. Abby was like walking around singing that, and I was like, all right. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Country Bears rules, man. I'm very disappointed in Disneyland for getting rid of it. Yeah.
So good. And I mean, there are a lot of things that, we don't have that they have that I thought. The Carousel of Progress was awesome.
Yes.
We got trapped on it.
You did
we
what?
We got stuck. The ride broke down. So okay. The third scene where grandma's like, it's like Christmas and grandma's like playing video games or whatever.
Yeah.
It just, we were stuck. So it just, we watched that same scene play through four times.
Cool. Can't get enough of it.
But it was great. I really liked that. The People Mover, I think we went on two or three times.
Yes.
Love that. I think their Space Mountain is better.
I agree with you on that.
But also worse. Because it's so bright that I could see the track and I was 100% convinced I was going to get decapitated.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Every time I rode it.
Okay.
Or like as Sam was in front of me, I was like, oh, his head's going to land in my lap. That'll be fine. Like I was just envisioned. I was like, oh, I'm going to catch his head.
As if you were coordinated enough to do that.
Oh, that's true.
Let me try to think of what else do they have there that you really liked? What did you really, really love about Magic Kingdom that Disneyland doesn't have?
Let me take a look at my notes. Hold on just a
moment.
She
got notes.
Because I do have notes.
I gotta just say, I'm never worried on Space Mountain about being decapitated.
No, because you're like 2 feet high.
Because I'm next to you, and I'm like, if he's gonna be fine, I'll be fine.
Oh, he said I'm gonna be fine. Take a girder but to actually, the neck.
Actually, my notes just all sort of said exactly all the things that we just went over. So, like, all my notes
just say country, I'm drunk over and over again.
Probably.
Okay. Well. Then let's talk about food.
Although I did, hold on a minute. One more thing. Oh, yep. Food. Did you say food?
Yeah, but go ahead.
No, actually, I was going to transition into food.
Okay, well, let's talk about food then, because I've already said our culinary experiences were very different. What did you think about food overall in Magic Kingdom?
So we actually, Magic Kingdom was the only park where we spent 2 days.
Okay, sure, right.
Which I'll get into later. I regret that decision.
Okay.
The first day we didn't have a reservation, or we did have a reservation for food, but I thought friends were coming to meet us, so I canceled it because I didn't want to try to add them on.
Yeah.
So we had to find a quick service place, and that is very, very difficult to find in Magic Kingdom. So we ended up having hot dogs, and they were fine.
Quick service is hard to find? What do you mean? Are not all the like kiosks open, or kiosks, but all the restaurants not open? Still?
I think maybe that was the case. So okay. I never found a churro there, by the way. The really? Churro cart was closed.
Well, that's a blessing. Yeah, that's a blessing.
I did have a churro. It just was not from Magic Kingdom.
Okay. All right.
But we'll get to that later.
All right.
I guess maybe everything's not open, but we had a really hard time just finding a place that had food, like that was taking people. Because we went to a couple places, even just trying to get like table service, and they were like, "No, if you don't have a reservation, don't even bother."
Oh wow! Okay.
A lot of stuff is closed. Getting stuff in general to Magic Kingdom kind of sucks. There isn't a really great food offering there, and quick service. To your point, there isn't a ton. And now, at the moment, a lot of it is closed. I mean, we just reopened Casey's, and you're like, "Oh, finally, I can get a hot dog." Like for a long time, Casey's was closed. Ice cream was closed. Those are very recent reopenings. And there isn't, you know, we have these, there's like this egg roll cart that does like this buffalo chicken egg roll. So good.
That sounds good.
Things never open.
Oh, man.
Well, and what's interesting is Jason and I went 6 years ago and we had a hot dog there too. And we've never had a hot dog in Disneyland. Like, I think that was our sort of last resort as well. I think that park has a very, it's very hard to find something to eat.
Well, we ate at the place, the most memorable meal I had in Magic Kingdom was at the place, I think it's next to Pirates.
Yeah, across.
And it was the basically build your own burrito plate that didn't say build your own burrito plate. when on the menu. On the menu, there's a burrito, and you get the plate, and it's like, here's a tortilla and the filling. And you're like, what am I paying $16 for? What is going on here?
It's like regular cheese, not melted. Yeah. Like, it's so weird.
It was the worst experience. Like, that was the worst food experience I've probably had in the last 10 years of my life. Like, it was just, interesting. What is this? So, again, you didn't miss much, it sounds like.
Yeah.
No. And we did actually have a really good dining experience because we went to Be Our Guest, and that was amazing.
What is that? Remind me, please, what Be Our Guest is.
It's the Beauty and the Beast castle.
Okay. In Magic Kingdom.
In Magic Kingdom, yeah.
Okay. How was that? Because that is, if I remember correctly, very hard. We tried to go. We tried to get
super
in.
Hard.
And
super
we
hard
couldn't
to get
a reservation.
To. It's one of those places where it's a 3-course meal. It's like $62 per adult. It's like flat rate. Oh, and then you have like options from the menu you can choose from. So
okay.
I had the French onion soup and the pork tenderloin, and then they just give you an assortment of desserts. All of it was so good.
Really?
Oh, good.
So good.
How was the gray stuff?
So good. Yeah. Sam didn't like it, so I ate his.
What is gray? You were talking about, I don't know what it is, but it sounds futuristic, like, and I don't like it.
Ganache or something, but it's so, I want it. I want it in my mouth right now.
Okay. Gray stuff. Okay.
The gray, well, because it's from the song, you know?
No, I don't know.
Try the gray stuff.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's what you guys keep saying.
Don't believe me, ask the dishes.
Every time I say, I don't know what you're talking about, you sing the song and it still doesn't mean anything to me.
I love that, like, you host a Disney podcast and you don't know what that is.
This is why I have you guys on.
You
know things for
me.
I would. It's a ganache, you say. What does it taste like?
Yeah. And it's served in a white chocolate little cup.
Nope, I don't like white chocolate.
Like chip. Well, no. I didn't eat the white chocolate cup either because it's gross.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it tastes like. It tastes like delicious.
Ask the dishes. It's delicious.
It doesn't taste like anything I can think of to compare it to, but it was
all right.
Good.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm just asking a question.
I'm so curious about it. I want to try it. I know that they do have it at Disneyland, but it's at like a quick service place, so I'm sure it's not the same.
It can't be. Well, nothing is the same.
Not so evil queen in the chat is saying that it's basically just crushed Oreos and whipped cream.
Is that what
heck
it is?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, it was magic.
Crushed Oreos and whipped cream.
Oreos and whipped cream into a blender and see what happens.
Do it. Do it right now. Do it for the Seeker Show.
I don't have Oreos or whipped cream.
Sleeves of Oreos.
Well, also, Lisa Gilbert Harden in the chat, also known as LGH, makes a point that the Harbor House is great. And that's an interesting point because the Harbor House is there, but I think it's well disguised. Like, you wouldn't, you know, like, I'm walking through and I'm like, where am I going to get something to eat? And I don't think of the Columbia Harbor House, but it actually is a really great quick service place to eat. So I'm glad that LGH brought that up.
All right.
Me too.
You got to know to look for it.
That's right.
Is that the Columbia Harbor House?
The Columbia Harbor House is a...
Is it anything like the Harbor Gallery that we have in Disneyland?
I don't know. I think it leans seafood. I think you can get maybe like a clam roll.
Yeah.
They have clam roll.
Oh, sounds horrible, by the way.
No, but, it does. Oh, like, I love so the clam Harbor roll.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
Fried clams in a bun.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of this either, dude.
You guys are so... You've never heard of a clam roll, a lobster roll, a shrimp roll?
A lobster roll.
A shrimp roll. New England, baby.
A lobster roll is what the Harbor Gallery is known for. That or the lobster mac and cheese.
You can get a
lobster
roll.
Dude, I didn't even know that place existed.
Disneyland? When you walk out of... not Pirates. When you walk out of Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Directly across the walkway is the Harbor Gallery. It's right there, right by the dock for the canoes.
RGH,
all right.
Relation to LGH says that it is similar to Harbor Gallery.
Okay.
Happening in the chat.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Chat checking in. We need a chat checking in alert for Jeremy to play.
A chat check.
Chat checking alert. We do need a song, a jingle.
Okay, so that's Magic Kingdom figured out. What other park did you go to?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to interject.
Oh,
I have a question.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Did you go on our Jungle Cruise?
Oh.
I did.
What do you think about it? Because that has some different scenes.
It was different. So
I like their Jungle Cruise better than ours.
I waited kind of a long time for their Jungle Cruise. I didn't wait long for In Many Rides because it was empty, but the Jungle Cruise is now the new hotness because of the movie.
It's always a long line at Disney World.
Okay, so maybe it's always a long line. I think I would have enjoyed theirs more. I think because our skipper had this problem where she ate her microphone and it was unbearable. Like, I couldn't understand a word she said the whole time.
Give her a lobster roll instead or a clam roll.
It was terrible.
90s rapper from Wu-Tang.
It was very distorted, but from what I saw, I enjoyed it. I think it was longer.
It's longer because they have the Lost Ruins in the middle, and that was a nice touch.
I did really like it.
All right, so what did you do? What's the next park?
Okay. Next park was Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Overall, what do you think about Animal Kingdom? For us, there wasn't too much there. We left.
I freaking loved Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom is high on my list of places that I loved.
Really? Yes. That high? Jeez, why? Yes. Tell me why.
Well, I can tell you some of the things that I didn't like. Let's do a reverse here. We'll start with the things I didn't like.
Okay, let's do it.
Avatar Land was not my jam.
Why not?
I don't know like if it's better at night, but the park closes at 7 and it was daylight. So I didn't ever get to experience it at night.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The Flight of Passage.
Uh-huh.
The ride was totally wrong for me because I get motion sickness so severely, and I didn't realize it was 3D. I thought it was going to be much more like Soarin'. So that was rough. And then the entrance queue to get on that ride made me want to just stab myself repeatedly in the brain.
Why?
Oh no.
It lasts like 9 minutes of this guy like, first we have to scan your body for parasites before you can become an avatar.
Oh, okay, good,
so they scan
Lord.
Your body. You're like standing on a number. You have to like jump around or whatever. Okay, that didn't work. Jump around again, please. Okay, now we're going to match you to your avatar.
Excuse
matching,
me, no.
Matching. Met 65%. 68%.
God.
And it's the same guy. Like this. It's the same
voice.
Guy
and
it
just, yeah.
I made Terrence watch it on YouTube today. I was like, when I go off on this, I need you to at least understand why I'm so angry.
Yeah, hard pass on that
ride. It was really bad.
Okay.
But the ride itself looked so cool. I just had to close my eyes for most of it.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Damn.
And the Navi River Journey was whack.
What is that?
It's the river journey through...
Well, no, I know, but why? But, you know, why?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
It's very short.
Okay.
Again, I've never seen Avatar, so I think it was lost on me. I think that there's a lot of like ambiance that you're supposed to be like, this is so cool. There's one animatronic guy singing, and he sounds like Bob Dylan.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That sounds great. That
and
sounds
I feel
terrible.
Like I'm crushing Jeremy's soul because I think he really likes this ride.
You like Navi River Journey?
Okay, so here's my thoughts on Avatar, and I hate Avatar. I think that movie is so bad. I liked it better when it was called Dances with Wolves and Pocahontas.
I love
but, well, then you've seen Avatar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen Avatar. I've never finished Avatar.
But what? So I don't really like the movie. I do think these attractions are very well executed. The queue is a little long, but you could be standing there doing nothing. So it's like, all right, fine, I'll watch this guy. He's annoying me, whatever. But the actual ride itself is probably the best ride I've ever been on in my entire life, or at least the best Disney ride I've ever been on in my entire life. The Navi River Journey, which is just a boat ride, I love it. I've only been on it after I've had a few scotches, but I remember being like, this is so good, like... I feel like I'm actually on another planet, you guys. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Jen, this is a line for the restroom. What are you talking about?
I did not have that experience.
I was like, I can imagine that this is what another planet is.
I do agree with him. I think that the first ride, the Flight of Passage, I think if you don't get motion sickness, you're going to think that ride's amazing. It's just not for me.
All right. That's
but
fair.
But I hated the queue.
What? Did you guys do Expedition Everest?
What I loved, yes. Expedition Everest, we rode probably, it was Abby's favorite. She rode it She made me write like four times.
That's probably
the fourth time I was like, I'm gonna throw up. We have to stop.
One of my top five Disney rides. Expedition Everest rules.
I just thought the whole theming in Animal Kingdom was perfect. It was so good. Like the different areas. However.
Okay. There's a
dinosaur.
However. Oh, you rode it. It was broken for me, so we never rode it.
Yeah.
The hottest garbage.
I thought you were talking about things you like now.
I forgot I needed to bring that up. Jeremy, that ride is terrible.
Wow.
One sick, twisted person. Oh, that ride is so good.
I'm sorry. I just disagree. Unsubscribe.
The floor is yours. Go ahead. Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. I think it is very similar to Indiana Jones, where it breaks down a lot because it was broken down for half the day while we were there too.
Nice.
And we saw that it was open and we're like, oh, we can do it. And then we went over there and we're like,
oh, we shouldn't have done it.
You didn't get scared. Like, it scares me. It scares the bejesus out of me.
I didn't get scared. I thought
you have more bejesus in you.
My walk away was that was Indiana Jones, but it was built in 1995 and then nobody ever looked at it again.
It was like a community theater project versus like an actual
like
Broadway
when
play.
You're in line, Bill Nye the science guy is talking to you about dinosaurs.
Well, he's still alive. Is he still a thing?
Yeah, he's
apparently.
Yeah.
But as much as I'm like,
what about Felicia Rashad?
That's right. Mrs. Huxtable was in it too.
When did that show go off the air?
Same. But even though I'm poo-pooing a lot of things, like I loved Animal Kingdom. Like I would like to spend more than just a day there. I feel like there's more to do that week. I feel like we could have spent more time just like
I would have liked to spend longer. Yeah, I would like to spend longer too, but nothing was open. They didn't have Pandora Land when we were there. So we're like, oh, it's 2:00. Let's go drink. Because there's nothing to do. Like dinosaur is broken. We rode Everest like three times. We're like, okay.
I still think we were getting used to the weather, though, also. I think
we were moody.
For me, I was just like, oh, my God, what are we doing in Florida?
Hard. It was hard. All right. What's the next part?
Food at Animal Kingdom also. You have to mention the food. The food at Animal Kingdom.
Yes. I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
A delight.
It was. We had a reservation at a place called the Yak and the Yeti.
Okay.
Which was like, I don't know what you would call that. It wasn't Indian food, Himalayan, maybe? It was like an Asian.
It's
like,
a Pan-Asian. It's a Pan-Asian.
Oh, okay. So you ate a Panda Express.
Pan-Asian fusion. Let's call it that.
Okay.
It was fantastic. It was so good. So, yeah. I don't remember seeing a lot of I know there were more quick service places to eat. I don't remember seeing many.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we ate anywhere other than at the place where we had our reservation. Actually, I think right next door there was a quick service for the restaurant we were eating at.
Cool. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And it was open and functioning, but we had reservations inside. But it was great. It was a 10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Okay. Yak and Yeti. There you go.
All right.
Yak and Yeti, baby.
All right.
Also, Tiffin's is a sit-down dining experience at Animal Kingdom, which is fantastic and has a wonderful lounge bar called the Nomad Lounge. Fantastic drinks.
That's in Africa, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's where
our next.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We went to Hollywood Studios next, I thought was just going to be like California Adventure. And it's similar, but like
it is.
The layout makes so much more sense there.
They have a ton more room, and I think they didn't screw it up the first time. It sounds like. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe isn't that part of the Disney World culture where Hollywood Studios is like you could just basically sneeze and then you have nothing else to do? Like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and now they're just adding more and more to it?
Well, yeah, they've added so much. Yeah. That was always the Animal Kingdom story. It was a half-day park.
All right.
Hollywood Studios has always been a full-day park, but now it has Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge.
Yep, that's the official name.
Toy Story Land.
Yeah, how was Toy Story Land?
Toy Story Land was cool. We rode the Slinky Dog roller coaster thing. That was really fun.
Okay.
We got to ride the Star Wars thing, the thing that we have at Disneyland. But
oh yeah,
Star
Rise,
Tours,
Rise of the Resistance,
Star Tours,
Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, oh okay. Yes.
Oh,
not Star Tours.
I'm like, I don't know, man. It's there. I do like their Star Tours queue better because it has like the AT-ATs or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I look at this the one time I'll say Terrence was right. It was the best ride I've ever been on.
Rise of the Resistance is the best ride you've ever been on.
Start to finish, it was incredible.
It is an insane ride, an absolutely insane ride. And at one point, and I know I was not on this trip, but just to...
I called him afterwards and I was like, whoa.
Well, she sent me a screenshot saying that they're in like they have a boarding group for like whatever, 6 hours from then. I'm like, okay, when you get off of that ride, please call me because I want to hear your immediate reaction to the ride. And I know personally for me, like there's a part where you're in the queue where I looked over to the people I was with and I was like, are we on the ride yet? And they're like, oh, no. Don't wait. This isn't the ride yet.
So Dart, my mother-in-law said the same thing. So there's a part where you get on, they usher you into this, what looks like a spaceship.
Yes.
Duh.
So you're getting the spaceship and they're like, you need to be holding on to something. And so you grab onto the pole or whatever, and then you start to feel it like there's like hydraulics and you're like moving around. It looks like you're flying because there's a screen in the front. And my mother-in-law leans over and she's like, is this the ride? Is this what we waited for? And I was like, I don't think so.
Can you imagine
and then
if it was?
The same doors you just walked through open and you're inside another building.
You're on a Star Destroyer at that point.
Like you actually went somewhere. Like that thing was actually moving you somewhere. It wasn't just like weird hydraulics. Like you go from doors that were opening to outside to opening inside, and there's just rows of stormtroopers, is that what they're called? Stormtroopers just holding their guns, just staring at you. And then the cast members are really into it there. They're like, because they're taking over your flight, looking for someone. They know that you're part of the resistance or whatever. So, you know, they're yelling at you like, get in line, hurry up, don't waste our time. They yelled at my mother-in-law. She was like, sorry. It was great.
I wouldn't like that.
It was, no, you would like it. It was great.
It puts you in the moment.
I don't want to be there.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't really have anything bad to say. Tower of Terror was outstanding.
Okay.
We wrote it twice. And it was different both times. The first time we wrote it, it seemed like it was short. And then the second time, it seemed like it was much longer. And
that's cool.
Strange. It was really cool.
Were you able to do
changes.
The Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster?
That was my daughter's favorite ride.
It's so good.
That ride rules.
That ride. So
except the fact that it's Aerosmith.
We were the park was just about to close, and she was like, "I just want to go on it one more time." And we were like, "Okay, fine, whatever. Let's just do it." So we ran over, and it was saying it was like a 50-minute wait. Oh no, I'm sorry. It was saying temporarily unavailable. And so we walk up, but they're just letting people on, and I was like,
"Okay, interesting."
I guess it's not broken.
Yeah.
So it was a total, we had a whole limo to ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
It was great. And I mean, after the third time riding it, I just sort of sat back and, you know, listening to Dream On, I was like, man, this ride is so bad, but I love everything.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Every ounce of it is perfection. Like, I don't want it. I don't want Aerosmith to ever leave it. It was
I don't want to close Perfect. My eyes. I don't want to fall asleep.
No. Yes. It was so great. And then I got off and got right back on it.
I had a question. Bev, when you and Sam and I went to the Abracadabra, we were trying to figure out who should be the next Aerosmith. And who did we come up with?
Sam and I were just talking about this. He said Guns N' Roses, but it should be November Rain and November not start Rain. Going until like the day. So you have to just sit there through the whole song.
That would be great.
Yeah. That's what we came up with.
Yeah.
It's November Rain, but in the pre-show, it's just Axl Rose kissing the girl for 5 minutes.
Is that the video?
Yeah, from the video.
Oh, I've never seen it.
And then he won't show up. Okay, so that's Hollywood. What is it called? Hollywood Land?
That's Hollywood Studios. Okay. And then our last, obviously the last park was Epcot, and that's where we met Jeremy.
Yes.
And Epcot is the only park that I have regrets about. I feel like I wish I had taken that second day that we spent at Magic Kingdom and spent it at Epcot, because it's the only park I feel like I missed out on things. Like I could spend an entire day just going pavilion to pavilion, not riding anything, just
totally
going in there,
hanging out,
getting a drink, getting some food.
Yep.
We had food reservations for one of the days, but I would say, like, if I ever did it again, I don't know that I would do that. I would just nibble.
Yep.
Nibble my way through the world.
I don't know that I could do a full day doing that, but definitely 2/3 of a day for sure. Just lounging around the pavilions. The pavilions are really cool.
They were so cool.
Yeah.
There's just so much to see in each one.
Yeah. Oh, I could spend an entire day. Like, the only one I feel like I really got a good feel for was China, and we walked around Morocco, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we walked around Mexico also.
Did you go?
Yeah, we did the ride in Mexico.
You did the ride in Mexico. How did you like that?
I hate that movie, so it wasn't my favorite.
Is that the Three Carboneros?
Yeah, the Three Carboneros. Yeah. No, the movie is just, you know, it is what it is. But I think the ride is really cool, and I like it when you walk into that, like, temple and the little, like, square at, like, dusk. That effect looks really, really cool.
The volcano in the background.
Yeah.
It was great. No, I thought the theming was beautiful. It was very cool.
How about the Frozen ride?
Because I could have spent.
I know you did the Frozen ride. You had to have.
We definitely did the Frozen ride. I liked the Frozen ride.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Well, so the Frozen ride used to be, was it Maelstrom?
Yeah, correct. Maelstrom. Yeah.
Okay, Maelstrom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
Okay.
It wasn't my favorite, but I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. It was fine.
All right.
I would ride it again.
The main question I want to get to. Spaceship Earth. Let's talk about it.
There's no way Bev went on that.
Spaceship Earth, that's the big ball.
That's the golf ball,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, the ball. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking Mission to Mars.
Oh, hell yeah. That was my jam. I freaking loved that stupid ride. I was like, is the most boring, amazing ride. You know what else was boring and amazing? Jeremy is right. Living with the Land was outstanding.
No.
I loved it. It was so there
boring.
Was so much information. It was so great.
What? Okay.
I wish that listeners later could see Jeremy and his I was right dance. Just did.
What information did you learn from that ride? Give me two pieces of information you learned.
Well, I didn't know that. What did they say? Like, they water the plants, and then the water from the plants goes into the fish, and then the fish eat, and then they poop, and then they fertilize the plants with the fish poop.
So yeah, but that's like not knowledge.
The circle of life, baby.
And then it's not knowledge.
That's just a process.
I didn't know about it, so there go. Okay. Ergo.
There go.
There go.
So there go.
And then.
So there go a totoso. A totoso.
Like gourds, you can they can be hanging and have their roots exposed, and they grow bigger, like squash and stuff.
Okay,
they were hanging from the ceiling, and they grow longer and bigger, and you get more of a bounty.
Oh, yeah, more of a bounty. Okay,
that's all right. Knowledge.
Okay, all right. Bounty knowledge. I get it. I got it. Okay.
I was so happy because Bev was like, we did like, I guess it was the most underrated ride, and I said it was Living with the Land, and Bev in that episode was like, he gets to talk about a ride about farms.
I think it's a ride about farms, so but I actually loved it.
Okay, I mean, that's fair.
I loved it. So I think, so my whole thing is Epcot to me is the essence of Walt Disney World. I love Epcot. I think it's just, it's the whole reason all of this is here. And so to be able to go to Epcot with someone who's never been there before, that's always my dream. Like, I can go there with friends, whatever. So I was so excited the fact that they've never been there. And then to go on all these rides with them, that was just like a dream to me.
Aww. Oh, and also Epcot is freaking huge.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When we were checking in, the lady was telling us, she was like, Epcot's really big. And I was like, okay. No, Epcot is massive. And if Jeremy hadn't been there to, like, guide us around, we would have wouldn't have done half the things we did, because we'd been like, where do we go next? How do we get there?
I do remember, like entering Epcot, you're like, oh, this seems really weird. And you don't really understand that World Showcase is behind all of that. So, like, you walk through, and you're like, and then suddenly it's like, the clouds part, and you're like,
I think because we entered from the Skyliner, and then also, like, they have this big partition up because they're changing things. Like, I don't think we just sort of followed a pathway that kind of just took us there.
Okay.
But back to Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
I recorded my little movie at the end. Like,
you did. That's one thing I
really liked it.
Yeah. It's neat. Nice. I like it. It's like a little South Park animation kind of thing.
Yeah. It was super janky. I loved it. Yeah. What were you saying that I wouldn't ride, Taryn?
Mission to Mars, I think it's called.
Mission Space?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
With Gary Sinise? Wrote it.
You did? Were you scared of getting
motion sick?
Kept the barf bag tucked under my thigh.
Okay, because I was nervous, and you're way worse than I am about it.
They were like, "There's sickness bags if you need them," and I was like, "Thank you."
but were you fine?
I was fine.
I was too. I was like, I feel like they just really talked it up. Like, I wish I had done the harder one because they give you two different ones.
Oh, I did the harder one.
You did?
Yeah. Mm. You certainly like feel the G-force a lot. Like, they're like, press the button and my hand's like.
What did you think of Gary Sinise?
Really, Gary Sinise is in that?
Yeah, maybe not anymore. He's the mission guide.
He's not in it anymore.
No.
Not worth it.
The chat was asking what Beverly thought about the barges at Epcot.
Oh my gosh, they're awful. Okay, Jeremy's not being dramatic. They're so bad.
Those two aren't mutually exclusive. He could be being dramatic and they're bad.
What are you talking about?
Look at him.
No, they're terrible.
Really? They're bad?
Such an eyesore, yeah. There's two that just look like tacos.
Nice.
But they're not tacos, so we don't have any love for them.
That's too bad.
No, they're really bad. They're really just... Well, I was like, do they, like, go down or, like, tuck away or...
Never move at all in any way, shape, or form?
Do the things, like, shoot out of them? And he's like...
They just sit there.
No, they stay there the whole time. Just like someone with their kid on their shoulders. Just horrible and obnoxious, and they block the view. That's what they are.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Did you see any shows or nighttime spectaculars or parades or anything like that?
No parades. We watched the fireworks display at Disney or at Magic Kingdom twice.
Okay. How's that?
And actually, while waiting for that to start the second night, we saw the Mission X.
Oh, the SpaceX launch?
The SpaceX launch.
Nice. That's cool.
Intentionally, some people with us were like, oh, the fireworks are starting. It was not the fireworks. We watched, there's like a laser show at Hollywood Studios, which was odd.
Sounds cool, I guess.
Not my fave.
Okay.
And then we watched the Epcot show with Jeremy, which was lovely. Oh.
What is it called? Is that Harmonious?
I don't know what it's called.
Epcot Forever.
Epcot Forever.
Forever.
That's right.
And I was wondering what Bev would think because I had just done the music of what did I just do? The music of
Harmonious? I don't know.
No, it was that goofy
food
one.
Rocks.
Yes.
Food rocks.
And I was talking about
go.
veggie fruit. Yeah. And then I'm standing next to Bev and the music comes on for veggie fruit. And I was like, is she gonna say something?
Did she?
I didn't even, you know what? I didn't even notice that because I was trying to talk to Abby because she was having a I'm so tired, I'm gonna explode moment. Oh. But she was also just trying to like hold it together and not be that kid. She was a champion.
She's a good kid.
She's a great kid. She had a great time. I think she never really had very many moments, so I think she did good.
No, she did good. But at the end of the night, she was done. So she was. I was just trying to like. I was trying to parent. So I missed a little bit of it. But man, I would have liked that. I would have liked to have noticed that.
And the big news is apparently now Sam is in love with Epcot. That's his favorite park.
So
now,
yeah.
Right?
So when we were talking about our next trip, we've pretty much decided that we will add a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably go to the park for 6 days. 6 days or 5 days and not do Magic Kingdom. But we will spend at least 2 days at Epcot.
I feel like you have to do Magic Kingdom. I mean, that's where Country Bears is. That's where.
Well, that's kind of why we were like, well, we'll just do 6 days and we'll do maybe we'll buy park hoppers that time and we'll just do a half day there. I don't know. I don't know what we'll do, but
cool.
The world is our oyster.
I was shocked to hear that Sam enjoyed himself.
He did. Yeah. He thinks that he thinks Disney World is better.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks Disney World is better than Disneyland.
He does, he's just high. Because there's more to do and that they have the things from his childhood that haven't been, excuse me, demolished.
Okay.
I never realized that's why he had an issue with Disneyland. I thought it was just he was being grumpy. Like there's.
Well, he is generally grumpy and he thinks it costs too much.
Well, it does.
Which I mean, it does.
Of course, that's true. But he's also just like annoyed that like he thinks, you know, all these things that he grew up with, they're robbing him of his nostalgia.
He really started hating it when they took out Captain EO, didn't he? Was that the turning point?
That's never coming back.
No, that's never going to come back, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely joking me?
He liked going when Abby was really little. Because, I mean, when you have a small kid, it's interesting to watch everything through their eyes and experience it and stuff. But, like, now that she's older and they've changed so much. And like, when we started when Abby was little versus the prices when Abby was little versus just now, it's just such a vast difference that it's.
Yeah.
He has ish. He has ish with that.
Sounds like it. All right. Well, very good, Bev. I think that sounds like a successful trip. And I'm very happy that you had a lot of
fun. You don't want to hear about Bev's experience with the nightlife?
I don't know what that means.
I thought that was the secret show story.
Oh, maybe it's a secret show story. Well, we did have wonderful drinks.
Oh, good. We did. I have a secret show story, but it's not. We can talk about this really fast too before.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not going to get.
Go ahead, please. Well, here, I need to take a quick break.
Let's take a break.
I got to take a break. So hold on a second, everybody. It's ears up. We're going to be learning more about Beverly's drinking habits in just a second. Back after this.
And now, back to the show that ignites your dream wish of imaginations and magical color wonderment of forever. Ears up.
All right. Thanks for hanging on, everybody. All right, Bev, you're going to talk to us about drinking.
Actually, I think Jeremy was going
to. Jeremy, you're going to talk to us about drinking, which I feel like is just every time you're on.
I just was really excited because so we originally had plans. Bev had made plans to go to the Raglan Road at Disney's. Disney Springs Shopping and Entertainment District.
Okay.
And we were walking out because this is an annoying thing. We were leaving Epcot. We were like, how are we going to get there? And it's like, yeah, pretty much Uber is the only option unless we want to go to a resort and then get another bus and then take a Skyliner to a boat. So we're on our way to the beach, to the yacht club, which is the closest resort to Epcot to take an Uber. And we look across the way to the glimmering lights of the boardwalk, and you can see the Abracadabra and the Atlantic Dance Hall shining like a siren song beckoning us across the waters.
So you went swimming.
Like an oasis in the desert.
So you jumped in the water and swam over there.
So Bevan seemed like, well, what is all that over there? And I was like, that's the boardwalk. All right. I was like, that is.
I was like, I'm not married to leaving. Like, we do not have to take an Uber. If there's something we can do here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you see that place called Atlantic Dance Hall? I said, it's basically like a really big bar mitzvah.
It was like, so done.
And Bev goes, let's go there right now. I was like, so we go over to the boardwalk. We stop in the Abracadabra. It was Last Call, which is like this really great craft, you know, kind of like it's like a 1920s feeling, right, would you say? Mm-hmm.
yeah like it's a cool vibe, like the walls are like textured and like dark and it's like wood, like it's a good vibe.
It's a dark cocktail bar, like, but everything's about being a magician. It's where magicians are hang out. So
you
get I didn't have a Manhattan, I had a Magic Hatton.
Of course you did. Of course.
Cool.
Wow.
That's fun.
So we had a cocktail there. The guy loved Sam's shirt.
Oh,
what shirt did
he wearing?
He had the Contra shirt.
Of course.
Yeah, oh, Contra with Arnold Schwarzenegger and with Rambo and Predator. Yeah, that's
dope. An alien.
Oh, gosh, it was like this a whole shirt, thing. The guy was like.
This shirt got so much attention, I was jealous.
It's the reason we didn't get kicked out for sneaking in after the Last Call, I think.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So Sam is useful sometimes.
So we have a good cocktail there. Then we head over to the dance hall. We get our rum and cokes. I mean, it was just great. And we danced. We just danced, you know?
So it was fun.
It's
a very like specific vibe of music that they play. Like, it's certainly like late 90s club or your basic bar mitzvah. It was fantastic. fantastic.
That sounds like my vibe.
I lost my debit card that night.
You That's a good night.
I did. I was like, where's my debit? The last time I used it, and I'm like going through our banking account. I'm like, oh, cancel.
The Atlantic dance hall.
Damn.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to bring that up because there is a life after the parks, okay? Yeah. And I just want everybody to know that.
That is okay. Important. That's good.
That is important.
And it was so fun. It was actually like really needed. Like by the fifth day, like Advil wasn't even helping my feet.
Yeah.
Like four Advil at the end of the night, wasn't touching them. So
yeah, four Advil and a bunch of drinks is really good for the liver. No, I know what you mean, man. That was like,
oh, that's fine.
That was a hard part of going there because it is so big. There's so much to do. You're walking before you are walking in the park. You're already tired of walking.
Yeah. You wake up in the morning and your feet are aching.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Well, Bev, it sounds like you had a good time.
And I would go back.
It sounds like you're going to.
I'm going to.
The 21st Amendment Brewery's latest beer release, Tropical Brew Free or Die IPA, puts an island vacation in their whimsically designed cans. That's right, cans. This refreshing year-round release, Tropical IPA, is brewed with pale and Munich malts, brimming with Azaka, Citra Cryo, and Mosaic hops, and topped with a splash of pineapple flavor. The result is a clean, refreshing beer featuring a mix of sweet malt, balanced bitterness, fruit-forward hops, and a nice tropical vacation at the finish. Tropical Brew for Your Die IPA is available at your local good beer shop, neighborhood taproom, and anywhere else people come together to find great craft beer.
That's right, everybody. Just so you know.
21st.
Where is it? There it is.
March in the past, present, and future with all the news that's fit to cover. It's the Ears Up Disney News.
All right, I just got a couple news articles here because we are running up against a secret show. Secret show is going to start soon. But there are a couple of timely news articles that I want to mention here real fast. Number one, so Beth, you guys did the virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance, right? That's how you got on?
We did.
Okay. That is gone now. So you are like one of the last people to be able to do a virtual queue. Now it is standing in line only, traditional queue only. And there were a lot of people waiting. I think it was today. Maybe it was even yesterday. I can't really remember.
Oh,
but
wait times this morning peaked at 220 minutes.
So, and yep. We were talking about this in the Discord. So there you go. Where a lot of those sites were saying that it wasn't really, like, that wasn't the actual time. It was like half the actual time, but maybe because of the distancing. I don't know. So it might not have been that actual wait, but it was still like an hour wait.
Why did they get
rid
of it?
An hour is understandable. That's
well.
So when we got our reservation on my phone,
yeah,
it wasn't more than 220 hours or minutes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Having never done it, I have no idea. I've never used the virtual queue before, but
it wasn't bad when we did it. But I kind of liked it, especially with the fact that there isn't a fast pass, because I don't know if I want to dedicate 3 to 4 hours to standing in line.
Right,
I don't mind going back when it's open, but without a fast pass, that's a long time to wait.
And they're getting rid of it just in time to be charging for fast passes and stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
absolutely right.
Right.
You know, that's
lame. There you go. Right. This next one is specifically for Jeremy, just to rub his face in it. Disney World's worst park is getting a huge makeover. This is the title of this article.
Yikes.
Can you guess which park they're talking about, Jeremy?
It better not be Epcot.
Guest visiting Disney's...
He sent this to me last week.
Epcot
can't get enough.
In Florida over the past 2 years might have felt like trading in their mouse ears for hard hats. Major chunks of the park's core in the front half of the park have been walled off as Disney World's second oldest gated attraction undergoes the mother of all makeovers. It's just as well. Epcot needs the attention.
Anyway, this person needs attention.
This guy's just squatting over Epcot.
I actually heard that they're just going to put like tons of barges in there. That's it. Barges as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
I heard they're going to
look like the ocean off of Long Beach.
They're just going to reskin the monorail as just four barges.
Look, anyway, Epcot doesn't need any more attention. People know that place all too well.
Did you go to Club Cool, or was that open yet?
It was. We didn't make it.
Oh, you
That's
didn't have
one
a Beverly?
Of the things I would have liked. I wanted Damn. To get a Beverly.
All right.
I didn't.
That sucks for you.
It does. Well,
the line out of Club Cool is longer than Rise of the Resistance. You can't get in that place.
It
really?
Was nuts.
Oh, doesn't sound very cool. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Let's get out of here, everybody. We're done. Bev, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it safe back. And I'm glad everyone had a good time. It sounds fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. And flailing your arms about whenever someone said anything congratulatory or positive your way.
Sure.
Yeah. Terrence, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yep, you did great.
My pleasure.
All right, everybody, time for Fact of the Show. Taryn, hi.
Hi.
I love you, too. Fact of the Show, everybody. The Main Street Opera House, which is now home to Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, among other items, was the first building in Disneyland to be completed, and it was used as an on-site mill, helping the construction crew get all of the woodwork done in time for opening day. So there you go. Oldest building on the property, I guess, except awesome. For that barn or whatever. But anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. If you are listening live, we're going to be jumping over to the Secret Show feed here in just a bit. If you aren't a Patreon subscriber, you can go ahead and do that, and then you can listen to this show. So even if you're listening to this show 6 months from now, you can figure out what we're talking about later on and join Patreon and find this show and enjoy it. Enjoy the times. Enjoy Bev's upcoming saucy Floridian nightlife story, which I'm sure is going to be amazing. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And until next time, don't forget to ask for 21st Amendment beers wherever you find good craft beer like DCA, and we will see you in the parks.